Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org Hardcore 2.0 episode 50. Today we're going to do a two-part series. Part one is going to be this number 50. Part two is going to be number 51. So definitely check that one out. The part one and part two series is going to be called Steroids for Recomping with Parapharma. This is a really exciting one. We're going to really go over this. Everybody wants to recomp. And we're going to talk about recomping in depth in this part one, and we're going to talk about more recomping in part two. But everybody wants to recomp. I haven't yet met someone, maybe one person, Mobster, ever, who was a little screwy in the head, who actually came on the forum and said, yeah, I want to gain fat and lose muscle. One person. Everybody else I've ever heard in my life, whether it's on the forums or in person or someone I'm training or whatever, has come to me and said, I want to gain muscle and I want to lose fat.
Yes.
And that's the challenge of bodybuilding. Look, it's not easy.
No challenge the other way, Steve. You and I could do that in about 2 minutes flat. What's the challenge of getting fat and losing muscle? Could do it by stop training and just eat whatever. Exactly. So, yeah, that's crazy. No, everybody, the magic wand, the fairy godmother wish is to add muscle and get lean at the same time. That is absolutely no doubt about it, Steve.
So that's what we're going to talk about in this one. So we're going to talk about Parapharma, why Parapharma is so awesome. We're going to focus on Tren because it's the best steroid that guys are using for recomping. And we're going to talk about orals for recomping. So those of you female listeners that we have out there, we love you as well. Or if you've got wives or girlfriends or whatever, or relatives that are female, the oral recomping will also do well for them. Obviously, females don't want to mess with Tren. But listen, at the end of the day, recomping is what we strive for. And the challenge of recomping is incredible. Many of you out there will attempt to recomp naturally and will not succeed. It is very difficult to naturally recomp. You must use anabolic steroids to your advantage when it comes to recomping. So, Mobster, start us off with recomping in depth.
Yeah, look. I'm actually going to disagree the tiniest bit with Steve. I think there's a small element when you very, very first start training, lifting, whatever, Steve, where maybe we could argue that a small amount of recomposition happens. And the reason for that is quite simple, is that you are suddenly you're eating better. You're eating cleaner. You're exercising more. You're actually thinking about exercising. You've decided this is the journey you're going to take. And we know that some of our, even without PEDs or anything at all, Stephen, when you and I very, very first hit the gym, that element of exercising daily, even if it was just getting steps or riding a bike, and eating like a bodybuilder, although in reality we probably wasn't, and hitting the weights, there was probably a small degree of recomposition. The problem is, and this is the way that most people think, so we're going to cover that now, is that most people that start to talk about recomposition, especially when we're on the forums and in any gym type situation or whatever else, they're thinking of, and I said this just now, with the magic wand. And you almost cringe when you see some guys talking about, I'm going to turn my fat into muscle. No, you're not. What you really, really want is you want to see your abs and they're covered with 2 inches of lard, fat, body fat, gray fat, brown fat, I don't care, fat. Visceral inside your gut, whatever. And you might even be quite muscular, Steve, but we can't see what you've got. So if you're even worse, Steve, what they call now skinny fat, which means you're old in fat, but you've actually got a low amount of muscle, then you're going to come to us, you're going to come on the forums, you're going to talk about recomposition like you really know what that means. And then kind of do, but you don't understand the process and the difficulty. So the magic wand stuff is literally... For I'll use myself as an example, Steve. Let's wait. I'm 6 foot three and I weighed 180 pounds way back in the day. The idea that I can somehow magically put 4 inches of my chest, take 2 inches off my waist, and have my quads popping and my abs popping, you can see lines of my muscles. That would be absolutely fantastic. The truth is, it's fucking hard. It's kind of hard. It's not kind of hard, it's super hard. To put on 4 inches there and take 2 inches off is crazy. In reality, a little bit of body shaping, just bringing your waist down and getting harder and adding maybe 5 or 6 pounds of muscle, which would be absolutely amazing, I think. And sometimes this is a bit of a head fuck for people. The scales won't even move. You literally, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit when I talk about one of the Parapharma products. The scale can be exactly the same. And yet, for anybody looking at your physique, there is sometimes, even with that scale the same, even sometimes with a lot of your measurements the same, there's actually a little bit of a transformation. It's not fairy godmother level. It's not going to be 4 inches here and 2 inches there. It's going to be a half an inch here or an inch there. And part of the show today, we're going to talk about, because it's difficult, if not necessarily impossible, you need to be laser focused. You need to really knuckle down. And what do I mean by that? I mean, there are a great many listeners and members of the forums who I kind of know that if Steve and I were there giving them the pep talk, their training would go up 2 or 3 notches of intensity. We also know of guys that are super dedicated during the week and they slack at the weekends. No, you want to recomp or have a recomposition. Steve and I would be on you 24/7. We would be pushing you twice as hard as normal in the gym. We would be literally, can I see your diet? Can I see your plates of food? Did you have any snacks when you was at work? We would be on you 24/7 on the nutrition. We'd be getting you up at the crack of dawn to go out and get your steps. I haven't got time, Steve, get up early. I haven't got time, I'll still do it later in the day. I don't care. Put the kids to bed, go out and grab some steps. Let the wife look after the partner. Well, get it done. So it's not easy, but it's not impossible. You can make, especially if you take photographs at the beginning of them, some amazing transformations, and we've seen these for ourselves. But Parapharma assisting you in that journey, and with especially as we're going to start with the trend products, is absolutely possible, but you must be dedicated to the cause. This is going to have to be your mantra. I want to touch on now, and Steve and I talk about this in all these kind of shows, precisely why we talk about brands like Parapharma being super, super important. Now, this is quite simple. If I want to get drunk, Steve, there's a million combinations of beer and alcohol I can go at. I don't need to be specific about this. There's plenty of booze I can get drunk with. But if I want a real good beer, then you and I are going to start arguing about beers and whiskeys and bourbons and which is our favorite and how long it's been brewed. When it comes to steroids, we're kind of like that. The community as a whole, it could be different colored lids on the caps. It could be whatever. So why do we do that? Because quite simply, we've had times when products have been not what they said on a label. We've had times, and Steve and I talked about this on another show. We'll talk about this again in a minute, when it literally has had zero active ingredient. There's been times, and we noticed from lab tests, when the product hasn't been up to scratch, it says testing amphate. It is testing amphate, but it's half the dose. There's been times where customers, users of a particular brand, the majority have zero PIP, that's post-injection pain, but others will say it burnt like a motherfucking bit. So what happens is that over the periods of time, and I don't have this great long list of companies or labs or even labs that I'm aware of, never mind labs that I've tried, but I've definitely got a short list, Steve, and especially in the last 5 or 6 years, especially since I've been on the forums, where I've tried pretty much all the approved sources at one point or another, and there's 3 or 4, and Parapharma is one that I have tried, and I know that you can say the same thing. And we trust Parapharma because it does say how much is in it. And when it's tested, it's super close, if not on point with that. I can find certificates of analysis and test samples, independent test samples, never mind test samples that they themselves would give you certificates of analysis for. And so it becomes a brand that we trust. It becomes a brand that we would choose. It becomes a brand that we would recommend. And then there's the stuff, and I touched on this on other shows, Steve. Why do some brands last like Parapharma? I think they're coming up on year 14. Why have they lasted over a decade? For the reasons I've already stated, they haven't fucked around. They haven't let people down. They haven't put out subpar products. And they've been doing that now for over 10 years. Guys, listeners, if you've been doing a job for 10 years and you stayed with that company for 10 years, there's probably a good reason for it. The same thing when it comes to certain particular brands. And we're talking about brands here. Injectable steroids, oral steroids, we are putting the chemicals here into our body. So we absolutely need to trust, approve, recommend those brands. Let the listeners know what you think on that subject as well, Steve.
Well, when it comes to recomping, you want to fail at recomping when it comes to using steroids and use a bad brand. Because how many times have we seen people order what they think is Primo and they're really getting Deca? Or they order what they think is Anavar and it's really Diebol. That shit happens all the time. And if you're going to go down that road, you're going to be in trouble when it comes to recomping. You're not going to be able to succeed. You're going to end up ordering and busting your ass on cycle and doing everything right, but the steroids are going to actually work against you because you're going to be using bulking steroids, which are going to add a lot of water and size when you're trying to recomp. When recomping, you want to put on lean muscle mass and you want to lose body fat at the same time. It's not about bulking and then I'm going to cut down. Usually professional bodybuilders, that's what they'll do, especially these days. They'll bulk up in the off season, then they have on their calendar when their competition is, and ahead of their competition, they will cut into their competition drastically. They have so much muscle that they put on during their bulking phase that they can just cut going into their competition, and it works out good. So it's very important when you're recomping, you've got to use high-quality gear. And that's what we love about Parapharma. Parapharma is legitimate. They've been around for over 12 years. They have amazing reviews all over the internet. It's not just on our family of forums. They're all over the place with positive reviews. And honestly, I haven't seen a single negative complaint about them. What I like about their gear too, whether you're using their Tren, as we're going to talk about in this podcast, their orals, as we're going to talk about in this podcast, or their injectables, as we're going to talk about on our part two podcast, which would be the next one we do. No matter what you use, you can be rest assured that you're using what it says you're using. And the dosing is correct. It's not overdose. It's not underdose. It's dose where it needs to be. And as Mobster mentions, he loves certificates of analysis. I do too. I think it's very important that certificates analysis be proven, you know, when you're using these anabolic steroids. Because if you don't prove it, how do we know that what we're taking is legit? It could be anything. You could be using anything for all we know. You could be using, can you imagine trying to do a recomp, Mobster, and you're using the wrong steroid? Even if you're not a person who thinks it matters, you could be one of those people who say, oh, I can cut on D-ball. I can cut on DECA. I can cut on testosterone, lots of testosterone. Even if you're one of those people, the problem is the appetite changes. The problem is the hypo issues. If you're taking something and you start getting hypo issues on cycle, then what? Then what? You're going to have to eat more carbs to get, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. And yeah. What happens if you're...
Why make it hard, Steve? Why make it hard for yourself? Why not use the
proper product? If I'm trying to fast, if I'm trying to do like the OMAD diet, I'm trying to eat one meal a day. And I'm taking DECA when I'm mean to take Primo. Primo doesn't mess with my appetite like DECA does. And I'm taking DECA instead of Primo. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to be hungry. And I'm not going to be able to do the OMAD diet. You see? That's the problem. And it's going to affect your cardio. It's going to affect everything. So it's very important to know what you're taking. There's really no excuse, Mobster, in 2024 for people to be using anabolic steroids.
Or for faking it, Steve. Why fake it? Yeah.
But there's no excuse for why we have to use anabolic steroids in 2024 that we're not confident about and we're not sure about. Go ahead.
Yes. Right. So, guys, I've been around the industry probably a little tiny bit longer than Steve Smith. Steve Smith's been doing his podcast longer than I have, but I'm older, so I've been doing this shit longer. And I know some of the shit that used to go back on in the day. There's stuff out on the internet that you can look up. You can hear the shenanigans, the raids, the UGLs that got banned, the fact that people used to go to Pharmacia in Mexico, all this kind of stuff. I have read the roundtable discussions. Steve, I'd even know how to fake the fucking test. I really could, right? Why do I like tests? Why do I like certificates of analysis? Look, right, I've been involved. I have my own supplement company. And there was an ISO, I think 9001, that was an industry standard for protein powders and supplements, right? But one of the things I got into was that the British supermarkets, and I suspect the American supermarkets have the same thing, where we've got something here in this country called Red Tractor, Steve. And essentially, it's another way of the describing the process at the supermarkets. It's better than 9001, because 9001 allows you to do in-house testing. And essentially, you have a big book, and you tick off the processes in the book, and you put a date against it. But you're doing it. You own the company. You're doing that process. Red Tractor is two things. It's one where they literally follow the product, say, peas, green peas, Steve, from the fucking farm into the barn, onto the back of the truck, to the processing plant, into the can, onto the truck, to the supermarket, to your table. And it's tested at every stage. And it's not tested in-house. It's tested by outside bodies. It costs the supermarkets money. So what do we have here, Steve Season 2024? We want the equivalent of the Red Tractor scheme for steroids. Now, that doesn't exist as such. It might exist in a licensed pharmaceutical company, and even then there's an enormous amount of in-house testing. And, of course, in America, you've got the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and so on. Food and Drug Administration, Steve and I have covered this, maybe 10%, probably less, Steve, of everything that's out there. So that while you might get tested, the reality is it's like a 1 in 10 chance. So the users of performance enhancing drugs started to demand a certain level of quality. We knew what we liked from back in the day. We knew what worked from back in the day. And we started to look at the stuff, because we all work in businesses outside of weightlifting and bodybuilding. And we started to apply some of these processes. So companies like Parapharma, there are others, they do certain things, and I'm going to touch on that and also what outside of that as well. So first things first, the powders, the raws, they're coming in, so they test the raws, they test the chemicals that the raws are going to go into, and so on. That's stage one. Stage two is whether they manufacture in-house, or it's manufactured under license, or via a company that does this for them. Literally 100 vials turn up, let's take one of those vials and send it off to the lab. But that's still in-house. So we can do a lab in our own premises. So we test it for ourselves. If we can test the machinery, and I think Parapharma is actually one of those companies that has those kind of facilities. But also, you'll send it to an outside lab. So that's independent lab testing, but you're still doing the test. So if it comes back off, why do you tell people it comes back off? So that, but that's not what you spent the money. So you want to know that the company that's made it for you, or even the fellas that are working for you, are doing their goddamn job properly. Then, of course, like I said, you've got the reputation. So what else happens? And this is where it's outside. And Steve and I have talked about this on other shows. So naturally, if you've got a forum, like, for example, Evolutionary, where you have hundreds of thousands of members, some of those members have got more disposable income than others. And they are in a position, and they are of a mind, to have products tested for themselves. So you've got raws testing, in-house testing, independent lab, in-house testing. And now we've literally got someone who literally goes to a company that distributes Parapharma, gets a sample order of a product that they're thinking of using, and out of their own goddamn pocket, sends this product off for testing. Now, this is not Roy test, where you can only test for if the product contains the steroid you think, but not the amount, not the quality, and so on. But literally off to the same kind of labs that even Parapharma use themselves, but as an independent customer, sometimes with an unlabeled product, but they'll tell you what's in it, and they'll say to the lab, can you please test to tell me if this is, for example, testimpionate, and how much testimpionate is in it per milliliter, please, thank you very much. This is a couple of $100s, Steve, $200-$300 per test. And off it goes. And what these particular, I'm thinking of one particular individual, but we've got more than one, where they have brought products from all of the sources that we call approved sources, which includes Parapharma, different products, not always the same products. That's not always tensanamphate, not always tisipionate, but it could be Trin, it could be Dynabol, and so on and so forth. And they've come back with those tests, and they've put up the test results. Now, this is, they've paid, I think, Steve, we're looking on the order of about $1,000, and they had 8 or 9 products tested. And they've done this more than once. I'm thinking at least twice, if not three times in the last 12 months. Two that I can think of in the last 12 months where they spent $1,000 of their own money and put these test results up. So you've got the test results. We can go look at Parapharma. We can talk to the resellers about test results, certificates of analysis, and some of those will provide us with copies of these tests. And then this particular individual, $1,000 light from their wallet, has gone off and got products tested, including Parapharma. And to the best of my recollection, and I've not got the information sitting in front of me, I think we were averaging 97.5% accuracy. I don't think anything was below 95% of what it was supposed to be and the amount per mil. And I think the higher was 98, 99, 100%. I think there was actually a couple that was slightly over. The average was around 97.5%, 98%. Now, when you're talking about an underground lab, you're not talking about this massive, great pharmaceutical company with some huge, great production line and products tested left, right, and center. You're sometimes talking about a slightly smaller operation. Sometimes it's a big operation. There's going to be variation. And in a way, and I said this to Steve on his shows, I kind of like when the test results, both from the company and his independent testing and the outside lab testing, come back with, and it's slightly off. And it's a perverse thing because really I should be saying I want it to be 100%. But I like it purely and simply because it's showing a honesty and an openness for testing independently and in-house and outside labs. And they're allowing for the fact that maybe never anything is 100% all the time, because what is in life? And these products are coming back as near as goddamn it, Steve, perfect as it's possible to be in that situation, with open and honest and easy for you to look at certificates of analysis and lab tests, both independent, in-house and outside. And that's exactly how it should be. Now, typical user won't give two fucks. Is it good? Yes, it is. My buddy said so, I'm going to take it. But guys like I, myself and Steve, have been in the industry and we become trusted in ourselves for recommendations. And I would hate the idea that I'd recommended a source and it was crap or it didn't do what it said. And then, of course, we've got our own individual experience. If I was a customer and I've used Parapharma products, do I want to waste weeks of my time and my energy, my effort, the grind to be using something that isn't even close or wasn't even the same fucking steroid? And I mean, I've been dieting, I've done my cardio, I've been killing it in the gym, and it's come back and it's all over the fucking place. That would annoy the fuck out of me. And that's without me. And I think the average user, Steve, the average PED buyer spends between $500 and $1,000 per order. Now, sometimes that's for two orders at a time, but it averages out, let's say, at $750 per cycle. That's with your ancillaries, your aromatized inhibitors, all the stuff you're going to use on cycle. I don't know about you, Steve. Right now, and I've got money in the bank, but right now, the idea that I was chucking away $750 on a piss poor source would really annoy me. It's kind of one of those weird things. I get pissed off about $50 and then I don't give a fuck about $500. But $750 for something I'm putting into my body would really fucking annoy me. And you guys in America, especially when it comes to medication, pharmaceutical companies, and the cost of medical whatever, the idea that you've wasted your hard earned, you could have spent that money on the kids. You're going to spend that money on the car. You're going to make another mortgage payment. And you're trying to invest in your body. You're trying to invest in your looks and the abs and the grind and everything else. And you've wasted cash. It really, really pissed me off. So it's super, super important, just to finish off, that you use a company like Parapharma that is 100% trustworthy, has been around a long ass time. And like Steve says, never mind the Evo family of forums, because we are that family of forums. Go to other forums and do a search for Parapharma. And like Steve said, I've done that. I think it's going to be like 2 in 100 that might bitch, and 9 times out of 10, Steve, that too is because they're trying to push another line or whatever else. Go to a forum that's not supported by Parapharma, put in Parapharma, and they're still a trusted source, because there's enough people out there, tens of thousands of users, that have used their product and get great, great results. Let's move on, Steve. As you say, and I'll let you bring back in, the number one recomposition steroid of all time, and even though it has its haters, and I include myself in a perverse way, but I will talk about it in a positive way as well, it has to be Trenbolone, Steve. So start with Tren and your experience and why it's the best recomposition steroid of all time.
Yeah, and if you go and you're doing a competition and you go on stage and the guy next to you is using Tren and you didn't use Tren, you're going to get your ass kicked. Let's just be honest. And once Tren came, those different compounds, different PEDs as well, you know, HGH played a big role as well. But once Tren got into bodybuilding and guys started learning about Tren and started using it as competitors, we saw the physiques really start taking off. And as Mobster said, you can look at that as a bad thing, and you can look at it as a good thing. It just depends on your perspective. A lot of people think it's a bad thing. A lot of people prefer the physiques of the 70s. Once you started getting deep into the 80s, and especially in the 90s, we started seeing these monsters, and the monsters that we've seen over the past 25 years as we head into the 21st century. Tren plays a big role in that, and they are using a lot of Tren. And we know they are, because we have guys on our forums who are professional bodybuilders and they've shared their cycles. We have some big motherfuckers on our forum and they've shared their cycles and they do Tren. So Tren is great. But what makes Tren so special is its ability to help you recomp. And one of the reasons why it does that is it's such a great nutrient partitioner. So it's going to help you really, it's going to suck up everything out of your body like a sponge into your muscles and help those muscles grow. And it's also going to turbocharge your metabolism to the point where you're getting night sweats even when you're sleeping at night. It feels like you have a fever all day. It feels like you're dehydrated all day. So really, this stuff not only does a great job of nutrient partitioning, but it basically burns, cooks you from the inside, you know, and then that's not the scientific way to put it, but it's a crude way of describing what it feels like to be on Tren. If you're like me and you live in a hot climate, being on Tren during the summer, you're just going to feel nauseous and sick all the time being on Tren, because you're already hot as fuck and sweating all the time. Just to go and check your mailbox, you're in a sweat. But can you imagine being on Tren at the same time and just that feeling? So, you definitely want to invest in a lot of ice baths and ceiling fans and fans in general. Make sure your air conditioning is working. I think there was one year I ran Tren, Mobster. It wasn't even during the summer, and my air conditioner broke. Literally, my air conditioner broke. It was so fucking hot. And I'm sitting in my house. It's like in the mid 80s, right, in my house. And I'm just... You know what I was doing? I was like getting clothes and drenching my clothes in ice water and putting my clothes on just to keep myself cool. It was absolute murder. So Tren is opposite. And you'll notice some people on the forum have said this, like, oh, the air conditioner in my gym broke and I'm on Tren. And I'm like, well, you're screwed. It's going to be really, really bad. You're going to be sweating like a maniac on this stuff. It's such a great recomper because of what it does to your body and what it does in your body to help you, you know, to help push your body to heights never seen. So this is why we're going to talk about the different Parapharma Tren options. So Mobster, I'll let you in on that a little bit and then start digging into the Parapharma Tren options that they have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to talk about one particular product in a moment, which I've got personal experience of from Parapharma, which includes Tren. But let me just touch on something else. Steve talked about on other shows how he's had PBs on Tren. In fact, arguably, he actually injured himself because he was pushing to these PBs on Tren. Buddies of mine that do strongman to world strongest man level, and certainly a bunch of other buddies that we all train together with this particular person, started to look at Tren for their own strength enhancement. These are under 105, that's 231-pound amateur and novice competitors. Some of these strongmen are 150 kilos or more. That's 330 pounds. So we're talking about big, strong motherfuckers. And the side effects, and it's kind of annoying sometimes when you read of people that some have gone on Tren and they haven't looked at the potential issues, and Tren does have its issues. So, for example, and these guys I'm on about had looked at it, but they were coming in with reports of having to get up in the middle of the night because they soaked the sheets, or the girlfriend said it was like sleeping next to a radiator because the heat was radiating off of them. But was they killing at the gym? God damn, yes, they was. So I, for the longest possible time, avoided Tren because I'm not a million miles away from 150 kilos. I'm a little bit less than that at the minute, about 145, 146, well over 300 pounds. And I don't need to walk around with a six pack, but equally I'm trying not to be too fat. But using 300 milligrams or more a week of Tren would have had me sweating like a motherfucker. Great in the wintertime, but not so good in the summertime. And then there's a whole, and I suspect this applies to me again in this regards, and absolutely was a great recomposition drug for me, regardless of the negatives. I felt slightly toxic using a product which included Tren, right? So that's the negatives. The positive was, and I'm going to talk about specifically their CutStack 150. I did a four-week cut on the CutStack 150 from Parapharma and absolutely did this product work? Yes, it goddamn did. I started at a body weight of 327.5 pounds, which is where I was sitting. And what happened? I went down. I think I went down 6 or 7 pounds, Steve. And then over time, the body weight started to creep back up. But what else did I notice? I had this thing where it was kind of crazy, Steve. My body weight's going back up, but my waist, the notches on my belt, had gone down. I'd literally lost fat from around my waist. I'd gone down two notches on my belt, and yet my body weight crept up. And this is just over a four-week period. That's all it was, Steve. Back up to the 327.5. So I was leaner, more cut, smaller waisted, and the same gone down muscle. So had I recomps? Yes, I had. Now, CutStack 150. It's 50 milligrams of test propionate, Tren Ace, and Drostanolone P, which is Masteron in other words, right? And you're looking at everything's a shorter ester. Test it could sting, but I didn't have any real issues with PIP. In fact, the only issue, and I'll talk about this briefly, because I'm a cap-candid motherfucker who hadn't done an injection for ages, so it was just piss-poor injection technique on my part. Once I corrected my technique with a bit of practice, a couple of injections, zero post-injection pain, zero PIP. I was taking this because of short esters, three times a week, every couple of days, every third day, whatever, and kept the numbers down. I don't think I went much back over 2 mL at a time, Steve. So 300 milligrams of product, 900 milligrams. It was actually slightly less than that because it was over an 8 or 9 day period, not over a 7 day period. It worked out to about 700 milligrams total per week, which was fine. That's a great sweet spot for me, always has been, and everything, every cycle I've ever done. And like I said, the results were absolutely amazing. So that was just a cut stack, which again contains Tren. So what was your next option there, Steve? Because there's quite a lot to choose from Parapharma.
Yeah, and you got to include what's in that cut stack, Lobster, did you?
I did indeed, with the 50 milligrams each. Test P, Tren Ace, and Drostanolone.
So let me explain to you the long ester version of what Mobster was just talking about. And that's going to be the Parapharma Long Stack 300. And this is an interesting one, Mobster, because instead of 50 milligrams each, and instead of the shorter esters of the testosterone, Masteron, and Tren, these are the enanthate, and it's 100 milligrams. So you're getting 300 milligrams per milliliter. The good thing about this one is you can inject it once or twice a week. It's got that long ester, and you can go longer on this cycle. So you'd want to go like 10 weeks. That would be the sweet spot, maybe 12 weeks even, if you can tolerate Tren for that long, which I personally can't. I like to keep Tren at 8 weeks or less. But if you don't mind running Tren a little longer, you got experience, the Long Stack 300 is a really good one. So that would be an option for you. And then you also have another mix. It's called the Tren Mix, the Parapharma Tren Mix 350. This is for people who like testosterone. And for some of you out there, I wouldn't say most of you, some of you are able to recomp quite well on testosterone. And I've heard some theories as to why over the years. One bright person once told me, well, if you got low testosterone levels already versus how old you are, and you run testosterone, of course, it's going to be easier to cut fat when you're running testosterone. Of course, it's going to be easier to build muscle. So that's a logical explanation. I personally don't buy that. I think just some of you out there, you know, particularly react well to more estrogenic compounds, even when you're doing a recomp. So if you're that type of person, you like testosterone, you're like, oh, I love testosterone as my base always, this could be a good option. Keep in mind with this one, it's got 250 milligrams of test E and only 100 milligrams of trend E. So if you use 2 cc's of this stuff a week, you're going to be using 500 milligrams of test E and only 200 milligrams of trend E. So you will need to use an AI with it. And Parapharma does have you covered when it comes to aromasin as well. Go ahead, Mobster.
Let me do a caveat here, right? So we're talking about recomposition and we're starting with trend because we absolutely know that this works. The caveat would be that I would not have, and I don't think Steve would, if we were talking to clients that we were coaching or advising, we would not recommend trend as a first choice for a newbie. We would want you to have experience. So let me touch upon the test issue that Steve talks about. We hear phrases like all cycles need to have a test base. No, they don't. What the reality of this situation is, what do you respond to well? I'm not keen on having listeners or clients or customers or whatever work their way through the steroidal alphabet. If you find something that works for you, stick with it until it stops working for you. If you want to do strength and you got stronger on test, stick with test. If you wanted to cut and you got a product that works well for you, keep using that product until it doesn't. Keep your diet tight, keep your training tight. So the reality of the situation is that most people listening to the show will have some experience of a form of testosterone and they will know how they respond to it. So in that particular situation, the idea that you're going to use a blend that contains testosterone is fine because you know that you do well on it. Equally, I, for example, I must be an outlier when it comes to test, Steve, and I don't know why, but I've used this analogy a bunch of times, a little story a bunch of times, and it's quite simple. But buddies of mine, we used a test in Amphate back in the day, and I think there was, including myself, five of us that had sourced from the same source, the same product. All turns up at Steve's house, Mobster's house, and we get this product out, and I go over, and everybody does what they need to do. The guys fucking loved it. I noticed next to no difference to my lifts, to how I felt, whatever. So for whatever reason, it felt like it was having no effect on my training, no effect on my physique, no effect on my strength. And yet my buddies were, oh, it's fucking great. This is the bollocks. Da, 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 da. Absolutely amazing. So if you are a non-responder or a low responder to test, fine. There are a million other choices we can talk about. But if you absolutely know that you do respond and you get a testosterone and trenbolone blend, motherfucker, get ready to hold on because you're going to have some fantastic results. So that would be using those combination of blends. We've got a bunch of other choices here, Steve. Yeah. And an obvious one is Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
There's two more. You got the Trembo A100 and the Trembo E200. The only difference between those two is the Trembo A100 is acetate ester, shorter ester. That's the number one selling trend across the board with all sources. Everybody goes for the trend ace. Why? Because flexibility. It hits you hard really fast. Yep. And once you stop taking, it's out of your system. So if you're like me, you only want to run 6 or 7 weeks, trend ace would be a great bet. You can pin it 3 times a week. It's fine. You don't have to pin it every day like some people think. They don't understand how esters work, obviously. No. 3 times a week is plenty. If you want to go...
Sorry, just to jump in, it's also a great choice if you've never had any experience of trend, and I've talked about this on other shows, because if you hate trend, using the ACE version for your first go, it's going to be in your system quickly and relative to the Enanthate or any other version out of your system quickly, so the side effects will be relatively short. If you like trend and you've already got some experience of trend, then I'd probably go for the longer ACEs purely simply because it's less pinning and I already know how my body response. Back to you.
So that covers trend. So Parapharma has you covered with trend. Great recomper. You can use it solo. You can stack it. Now, what do you stack trend with? We're going to talk about injectables that are good for recomping in part two. But this one, let's cover some orals that Parapharma has. All these orals will be able, you can run these orals by themselves. The only one that I wouldn't run by itself that we're going to talk about is Proviron. Because Proviron needs to be stacked, okay?
Yes.
But all these others, you can use with Tren. Be careful, though, with Superdrol. We're going to talk about Superdrol. Superdrol, be very, very careful. And be careful with Winstrol. those can cause really, really bad side effects with Tren.
Yes.
So let's talk about each of these orals that Parapharma has, Mobster. Why don't you start off with your favorite, Anavar? They have a 10 and a 50, right?
Yes. Listen, listeners, anybody that's been listening to any of these shows for more than 5 minutes know that I love Anavar. Now, I trained for strength specifically, although I did do that cut stack that I mentioned earlier on and had great experience with it. Anavar, for me, never put on loads and loads of muscle. And in this example, with recomposition, I wouldn't expect to put on 10 or 15 pounds. That doesn't happen. So for me, from the strength perspective alone, I would absolutely get, and even now to this day, it still works for me, Steve. If I got proper Anavar from a trusted source, I know that it's going to add another 5, maybe even 10% to my lifts at the top end of my training cycle for strength. Typically, when I was using it back in the day, and especially when I first experienced it, I had product made for me. That's how good that was. Thank you very much. And later on, of course, I bought from an approved source. And again, typically when I'm on an Anavar cycle and nothing else, I'll add 5 pounds of tissue. Now, back in the day, I wasn't looking to hold on to that tissue. Now, it wouldn't bother me. It's fine. But on cycle, I would add 5 pounds. I made no changes to my diet, no changes to pretty much all the other things, just hitting it hard in the gym and pushing for those big numbers that I want for a competition. So absolutely, for me, a great drug, an oral, to mix in with Trend. Now, what else? The only issue, and I'm thinking about this already, and one of the side effects of Trend is it can really fuck with your cardio. And we're going to talk about another option which actually would help you a little bit. The problem with Anavar, the negative from Anavar, is that the Anavar pumps can be quite discomforting, to say the least. I've talked about walking 1 mile into town and having to stop 3 times to rub the pump out of my shins, and that was on Anavar. The lower back pumps on deadlifts or even any kind of conditioning work were horrendous. However, the muscle building, the recomposition of these two in combination would be fantastic. But I would encourage you to make sure that your cardio is on point before the cycle and to do your goddamn best, no matter how uncomfortable it is, to try and keep your cardio within spitting distance of where it was before the cycle, because the pumps from Avar and the effect from cardio of the train in combination would be hard work. But for recomposition purposes, Steve, I think that would probably be absolutely amazing. What about the next choice from you?
The next one we're going to talk about, Proviron. I mentioned it earlier. Do not use Proviron on its own when it comes to recomping, obviously. And you definitely want to stack it. So Proviron really works good in a stack. It's really good when it comes to binding to SHBG. It helps the entire cycle run good. Doesn't add to side effects very much at all, but it will provide some good hardening effects. So really, 25 to 50 milligrams of Proviron, you can really add it to any cycle, and it's going to do nothing but help your cycle. So it's a really, really good addition. And Parapharma has some really good Proviron. Next one, Parapharma Superdrol. Now, this one is one of those that are really interesting. It's extremely toxic and extremely harsh. I hate this steroid. I've run it a couple times. I got so fucking strong on it, and I got so hard, and I got so ripped on it in such a short amount of time. But it makes you feel like ass, like all fucking day, and I hate that. I hate feeling like ass all day. It basically makes you feel like, you know, like, I'm sure those of you know, like a really obese person who eats nothing but McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and junk food and pizza all day and drinks soda. The way they feel all day, they feel like absolute shit. They have no energy. They're just fatigued. That's how it made me feel. And I hate that feeling, right? That's why I'm always talking about nutrition and how you eat. You feed your body high-octane fuel. Superdrol is toxic. But this shit works. I don't recommend stacking Superdrol. If you want to run it on its own, 20 to 30 milligrams max. I've tried running 40 milligrams. That is a huge, huge difference between 30 and 40 milligrams. 40 milligrams, you feel really bad on, like you're going to die. I mean, this stuff is really bad. Make sure you're running your liver support with it. Mobster, I'll touch on that.
Yeah, let me just touch on that one for a second, right? And it's kind of a back in the day reference, but sometimes that back in the day stuff carries over. So the back in the day reference was the way that Superdrol was marketed when the whole pro hormone debacle kicked off, late 80s, 90s, whenever it was, Steve. Superdrol was considered to be a pro hormone, and you could go to your mom and pa health shop, sometimes GNC, et cetera, and while it was legal to buy over the counter, people treated it as a pro hormone. The reality is that Superdrol is absolutely a steroid. Steve said a steroid earlier on. He didn't call it a pro hormone. He said steroid. And he said steroid because it is a steroid. And the problem we had with the pro hormone, and specifically with Superdrol, is people thought of it somehow as safe. And what happened was you had examples, and Steve and I have seen these pictures from back in the day, people with jaundiced eyes, people with jaundiced skin, people having to go to ER, the A&E as we call it in this country, because of issues that they had. And the problem was they kept thinking it was a safe over-the-counter product because it was being sold legally and it was a pro hormone. And none of those things was true. Treated with respect, treated as a steroid, it's absolutely does what it says on the tin, and especially if you're getting it from Parapharma. But you mustn't be saying, I'm doing a trend on pro hormone cycle. No, you're doing a trend on another steroid cycle. And therefore, your approach to that, and especially with the toxicity issues for both in combination, is that you must make sure that your health is kept on board. But there's a bunch of ancillary products that we could talk about and have done on other shows to help you with your organ health and so on and so forth. And this would be, for me, a must. On the other hand, and this is where the recommendation comes in here, Steve, would I get results from this cycle? Abso-fucking-lutely. I would treat it with the due respect and caution that it demands, but I would keep the dosages low. So, for example, like Steve said already, I'd probably be looking circa 300 milligrams a week of any of the forms of trend that I chose, and I would keep the Superdrol somewhere between 10 and 30 milligrams a day, in my opinion, as an absolute maximum. But I would be aware that I'm putting rocket fuel into my car engine myself, and I would treat it accordingly. I'd be hydrating constantly. I'd be using herbals, etc., for organ health. And I would make sure, as Steve said as well, that my diet was absolutely the best organic, fresh food, etc., that it could possibly be. So again, keep my healthy numbers in there. And if I had to drag my ass out, Steve, and flog myself to get to do cardio, I'd make sure that I'm getting that on point. Move on to the next one here, Steve. Turanabolt. Right, listen. If we talked about the Zavanovar with the terrible shin pumps and lower back pumps, and we know just how awful trend can be when it comes to our cardiovascular ability, and we're trying to get into shape, so we need to still be keeping healthy and doing cardio for fat burning purposes. Turanabolt in 20 milligrams from Parapharma was developed kind of for that reason. Steve and I have touched on this on other shows when we've just done a show specifically on T-Bolt, the shorthand version. And we've said, why was it developed? It was developed to Olympic athletes. And when I say athletes, I'm talking about discus, javelin, shot put, and the short distance stuff. So up to 400 meters running, where, and especially with the discus, javelin, and so on, some of the athletes then were getting massive, and it was hard to tell the men from the women. I'm old enough to remember those newspaper headlines, Steve, as you know. And what happened was, an East German, together with support from Russia, Stasi plan, or Stasi plan, has actually got, I think, Stasi plan 25 rings a bell. It was specifically created to help those athletes maintain some cardiovascular conditioning that was being lost on, for example, trend, and get athletic ability to, on the track, the short distance stuff, move around easier when they're throwing a javelin and putting a shot and so on and so forth, and not be the size of a fucking house. And that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about bulking drugs. We're talking about cutting and adding muscle, recomposition. So for me, that ability to continue to be able to do cardiovascular, adding in the same as Anavar, not tons and tons of water, not 10 or 15 pounds on cycle, but again, maybe 5 or 10 pounds, which would be great if you're losing body fat at the same time. T-Bar would probably be my choice for the double whammy combination. I love Anavar, but the shin pumps and the side effects from the trend would kill me. So I think this would be my all of choice, Steve, to run with trend. What about you before we talk about Winstrol?
Yeah, Anavar or T-Bolt are great with trend. And the reason, the next time we're talking about Windstroll, now Parapharma, by the way, I don't remember if you mentioned this, Mob, so the Parapharma Turanable comes in 20 milligram. Did you mention that? But I'll mention it again. That's really nice that they did that, because T-Ball really is good at 40 milligrams. That's kind of like the sweet spot. So you can just take two of those a day and you're straight. Now with Winstrol, they did something really cool. Just like the Anavar, they offer a 10 milligram and a 50 milligram. Now, why do I not recommend using Trend with Winstrol? Simply put, the side effects. And the side effects can get really brutal on these. But if you're able to tolerate them, that's fine. I'm a person, I rarely ever get a headache, okay? I think in the last 2 years, the only time I got a headache is because my girlfriend put some spray paint in the garage. And I was looking for my fishing gear, right? And I opened one of the buckets, and she had like two paint cans under it. And I inhaled all those fumes from the paint cans all at once. That's the only time in the last 2 years. And I said, believe me, we had a conversation about that. I told her, I was like, do not. She's like, oh, I even know those were there. I said, do not store paint anywhere near the house again. You got to keep that shit outside. But my point is, that's the only time I get headaches. Running Trend and Winstrol would give me headaches pretty much every day. Another thing it would give me is my head hair was shedding like crazy. So keep that in mind. Don't say I didn't warn you on that. Winstrol is one of the worst when it comes to head hair loss, because it's a DHT derivative, and it's very harsh. Very harsh on your lipids, very harsh on your cholesterol, very harsh on your prostate. Don't think that just because it doesn't aromatize into estrogen, it doesn't come with side effects. It does. So with Winstrol, if you're going to stack it with Trend, I would go lower than you would assume. Lower dose of Trend, lower dose of Winstrol. But if you can tolerate those two together and you don't mind losing head hair, it is a great stack. And a lot of pros like that stack as well. So it's a really, really good one. And Winstrol will dry you out like nothing else. It will dry
the joints. Yes. What about the joint issue? The joint issue.
Yeah. The joint issue comes with the territory, because you're trying to dry out. We're doing a recomp. Yes. So if you want to dry out and flush all that water, that's why a lot of competitors will do ahead of their competition, is they are definitely going to be on Winstrol for that reason. They want to look as dry as possible and as shredded as possible. So, Mobster, we have like a minute or two left. Why don't you finish out your final thoughts? And then you can take us a disclaimer. Parapharma also, by the way, they have Parapharma Clen 40 microgram tabs, and they have a Parapharma T3. I don't remember if you mentioned it, Mobster, earlier in the show, thyroid. So if you want to take things to another level and you want to add in some thyroid medication to speed up your thyroid, speed up metabolism, T3 is an option. Just be careful. Make sure you cycle it properly. Clen is not a thyroid, but what Clen actually does is a stimulant in the body. It will speed up your metabolism. It will kill your appetite. It'll do other things. So when you exercise on Clen, you're able to burn more calories. I'm not a fan of Clen. Some of you are. If you want to try it, experiment with it. I would experiment with 80 micrograms, so two tabs per day. I would not exceed 120 micrograms, which would be three tabs a day, but Parapharma has you covered. And some of you out there will react really well to using Clen and T3 together for fat loss, and then you can use your anabolic steroids to build the muscle. So it's a good yin and yang effect. But I'm personally not a fan of T3 or Clen. I've used them. I don't like them, but some of you are going to really like them. A lot of pros will use them, especially ahead of a competition. So Momster, finish us off.
Yeah, I agree with Steve on the Clen. And again, it might be like the Superdrol that I mentioned earlier on, where I have you try this on its own for just a couple of weeks, see if you can handle the side effects. It has anxiety-like symptoms when you're using it. And again, for some people, and this includes Trent again, they like the fact that they can feel the products they're using working in their body. They kind of, I won't say get off on it, Steve, but they literally go, I know that I'm on X or Y, and in this case, Trent and Clen or whatever, purely simply because of how they feel on. And it's literally they know that their body is being worked on, and they know it's having an effect. Listen, guys, Parapharma absolutely has some solid ass products, and we're going to talk about some more in part two. Trusted source for the reasons we talked about. Been doing this coming up on 13, nearly 14 years now, Steve. And again, recomposition, arguably, potentially, one of the hardest things you can possibly do. But I'm going to focus towards the end of part two on getting your head in the right place and on your meal prep and on your conditioning and getting your cardio and getting your steps in so that you can make it happen. I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions in part two on how you can measure it, because sometimes you can't see these things for yourself, how to take those pictures, going to see people you haven't seen for ages, all these kind of little bits and pieces. When you're in the middle of this thing, it can be the hardest thing to imagine. Is it having a change? Do I look leaner? My cheekbones have, and my abs popping? And you're seeing these changes so slowly that sometimes you miss it. So other people and photographs and these kind of tricks that we're going to talk about will help you. So listen out for part two. Please note, we are not doctors and the opinions are ours. It's our view and based on our experience and views on the topic. A podcast for informational purposes and entertainment only. The freedom of speech and the First Amendment.